Welcome to the Church at South Edmonton's podcast. We hope you're encouraged and inspired to seek Christ through the message today.
Amen. Hallelujah. If you guys can stay up here, we just have a little short message because you know what? It's just so good. And if you can just play a little in the background, we'll be so good. And I don't know if you guys got candles yet. Is anybody didn't get a candle? Make sure you get a candle, but we're going to wait till the end. And I even have a lighter here to light them. So what we're going to do is, when the candle part comes, which is later, I have a lighter there. We're going to start out with one, and then we're going to all light it up with the same flame. Amen? Because Jesus burns with us, and the Holy Spirit's in us with the, you know, the flame of God, which is so good. So it's going to be good. Hallelujah. You know what? I got to admit and say, first thing I want to say, you know what? Pastor Martin wishes he can be here, but he's going to be here soon. You know, he did a good message, and, you know, we're so looking forward to him. And Jason even knows him because he used to go to that church too. So, yeah. So he's going to be coming here in January. 21st is going to be his, he's going to be preaching starting the 21st. So just pray that, he's spending Christmas with his mom right now, and then he's going to come out. So we're all so excited. So you know what? They've just given me the realms for today, which is good because you know what? Christmas Eve service, which is in the morning today, is one of my favorites. I just love getting together. It's quiet. And even the last song we just sang, right? I was just standing there worshiping and, you know, all night divine, and tonight was the night. But the thing is, we know that, you know, we don't know what day Jesus was born. But you know what? We can celebrate every day anyway. And we choose tonight is going to be the night. And you know what? It's okay because he lives in us. Hallelujah. And, oh, I like that. Thanks, Nick. Nick is passing out the lighters or the candle lighters. But I just love getting together with family and I got to admit, Christmas Eve is my favorite. Yeah? And so good being here with you guys, too. Glad you showed up. So it's so good. And I know there's not much room for me to move, but we're going to do it quick. So today, the message today is, you know what hit me was, let's go to Bethlehem. Yeah? So we want to go to Bethlehem. And we're going to turn to Luke. We're going to read the Christmas story, which is really cool this week, which I actually was listening to, you know, Charlie Brown, when that movie came out back in the 1960s, I think it was. And it was Linus who was saying about the Christmas story. And the networks were all afraid, should we put it out, should we not, because it was about Jesus and all that. And they were all afraid. And then they said, no, we're going to do it. And it was one of the most watched TV shows. And they played it every year ever since then. Isn't that so good? So you know why? People, God's word is more relevant today than it ever was. And people need this. And I know there's this piece of paper. But we're going to read the story. I'm going to try to be able to see it from here. For some reason, it's blurry. But, it's blurry. Wow. No, I'm going to try. Okay, so the birth of Jesus, Luke 2, 1 to 20. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken to the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Cornelius was governor of Syria. And everyone went in their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. And he went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no guest rooms available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid. I bring you good news and will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born. Amen. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angels, praising and saying, "Glory to God in the heavens and on earth, and peace to those whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and had gone into heaven, the shepherds said to them, to one another, are you ready? Let's go to Bethlehem. Isn't that amazing? That's kind of what the title is gone, I guess. But that's what it is. Let's go to Bethlehem. And that line really got to me. I go, man, when they said, let's go to Bethlehem, but I should finish reading first and then we'll go there. Which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Amen? Wow. You know what? That story never gets old. And what I want us to do is, I want us to go back to Bethlehem. I want to be like, you know, the shepherds. So I want to go back. Let's imagine like 2,000 years ago, okay? Right now, as even I'm sharing, and I'm going to try to paint some kind of picture. We're going to try here and not be a too ADD and go all over the place there. But I want to take us back to Bethlehem, amen? It's just so good. And this is, you know, one thing, we think it was 2,000 years ago. This is, now I'm going off my notes here, that's not even in there. But I was thinking about this one concept, and it was actually last week when we were singing that song. Perry was singing that song, and some of you might not get it, but I'm hoping I can explain it right. But he was saying, we've been waiting a long time, right? Do you guys think we've been waiting a long time for Jesus to come back? You know what hit me? Okay, this is how good God is and so faithful and treats us all equal, okay? We actually haven't been waiting a long time for him. Because this hit me. We all have a lifetime for Jesus. Each one of us has the exact same amount of time as the shepherds had, as the disciples had. We've all have a lifetime for Jesus. Because when it's absent from the body, we're present with the Lord, right? So technically, it hasn't been even a long time because God loves us so much, his people, that he's given us all one lifetime for him. Hallelujah. Isn't that cool when you think about it? So now, Caesar Augustus, you know, I was looking up and seeing, you know, about the registration thing, and it was about taxation, and it was about military stuff, right? So, you know, the funny thing is, even Jesus was registered, like it was a social insurance number, right? Which is actually kind of funny. And see, the tax used to be 1%, and then Caesar Augustus changed it to 4%. It jumped like 300% or 400% in just like that one time he wanted to change things. And the thing, I don't even know why I went there, but I just wanted to go there anyway, saying about taxes, because, you know, we all complain about taxes, but you know what? It's been there since day one. Well, it's been there since Jesus anyway, for sure. And then I was thinking about the shepherds. And then I kind of dug into the shepherds and how they were, sorry, Trace, and how they were washing their sheeps. You know, they were like outside of Bethlehem, right? Now, are you guys ready for this? I don't know if you know this, but this, I looked into this and it was mind-blowing. Okay, you guys ready? He goes, the sheep used for the temple sacrifices in Jerusalem were kept in fields outside of Bethlehem. I didn't know that. So that's so cool. So the work of the shepherds were more important at night because of the threats from thieves and predators. And so what I find interesting is how the angels came to the shepherds that was watching over the sheep that were being sacrificed for the sacrifice. Isn't that so cool? And then we go, let's go to Bethlehem. So what they did, they all left the sheep by themselves. What does that tell us? They went to tend the lamb that was going to be sacrificed. Amen? Isn't that crazy? It didn't matter anymore if those other sheep got eaten up by predators or thieves and all that. Because all those sheep was for the sacrifice. Jesus was the ultimate sacrifice. He sacrificed for us and you. And then what was so good is I was reading more, and then you know how the angels came and they're all afraid, right? And they're telling the good news. And then when the angel spoke, I just got to find my notes here. And they were telling, oh yeah, the angel spoke to calm the shepherds, right? Because they're going, whoa, what is going on, right? And then to calm the shepherds, to refocus their attention on the proclamation of the gospel, the good news. So right now, you know what? Jesus is here. I had to put something in my mouth and start to talk now. But one second. I put a candy there. But the thing is, right now, Jesus is here. There's angels telling you, hey, whoa, the glory is here. We need his calming voice to calm, to refocus us to the Savior. Amen. He wants you. And what was so cool was they calmed down and they said, let's go to Bethlehem. How many people here want to go to Bethlehem? I think it's time to go to Bethlehem and go see our Savior. Amen. Right? So, and then, you know, all the angels were singing glory and everything. And what was so good is, you know what? God doesn't need the singing and all that. But they want from inside to proclaim the greatness, the awesomeness of God. They couldn't help it. And it's like, wow, we got God right here, came down to earth to meet with every single one of us. Wow. And the shepherds, and then what happens? We're going to go on a road to Bethlehem. But then the shepherds left Bethlehem, and then they went out to proclaim the good news. So, you know what? God wants us to go out to Bethlehem, see the Savior, and then he wants us to come out and spread the good news. Amen? There you go. One second here. So I'm going to forsake some of my notes because I have too much. And before we start, you know, I got two parts. And I just wanted to share about, you know, how we all expect things to be perfect in our lives and in everything that we do. And sometimes we think, hey, if things don't work out right, it's our fault that, you know, things aren't so perfect and I'm so far away from God, right? And this funny story, actually, it's really funny. And this happened. So I make cookies, by the way, just one type kind of thing. And it's kind of like my world famous cookies. And so I made a batch and it was all burnt, right? And then inside I'm going, why is it burnt? Did I mess something up? And then I said, okay, I'll put another batch in, and same, you know, almost the fire department came over to our house. That's how bad it was. Tracy wasn't home. And Stefan, you know, we look up and it was like, I couldn't believe how much smoke was in the house. It was like, I thought I was at a concert without lights. And it was insane. I'm going, man, okay, well. And then so I took the rest of the batch, you know. They finally threw out the cookies. To me, we were going to use them for hockey here on Mondays. But, huh? I think they left me three. Oh, they left me three. So, oh, there you go. Wow, I love you. I still love those cookies. They were so good. Like, you know, you put so much time and effort. And I'm going, man, what did I do wrong? I screwed up the whole thing, right? I'm just going inside, yeah, I don't know. And I'm going, you know, and I'm feeling down and all that, right? And then Kayla went to go do something in the oven. We don't use the oven much, just saying. All right? So we only use it for Christmas time. And then so she goes to bake something, and again, everything got burnt. And that was yesterday. I'm going, okay, maybe it's not my fault, right? And then so what I did then, you know, I was talking, you know, they were phoning me up, Dad, what are we going to do? And it's like, it's already December 23rd. It's not like, Tracy's like, what are you going to do? You're not going to go buy one and pick one up right now. And she has a good point there. So then I'm going, well, I guess we don't use the oven kind of thing or whatever. And then one thing came to mind. It's like, maybe let's reset the oven, right? And to turn it off, you got to unplug it. And, well, you got to move it out of the way first. And I couldn't believe the mess. I was like, holy, have you guys looked behind your ovens lately? It was like, what in the world is back here, right? I'm going, wow. So I rolled the thing out and go, hey, Trace, come see, look, this is how our floor used to look like, right? So you know, we roll the oven out, and I did clean the part, by the way.
Thanks.
Yeah, see? I know. I was going to take pictures, but I forgot. So I reset the oven, and then I put, it has a self-cleaning thing, which is so cool, actually. So I hit the button, and Tracy goes, did you not read the instructions? I'm like, this is like such an old oven. Where would you even find the instructions on this stuff, right? So anyways, we hit the button, and believe it or not, it was like, I can't believe how clean the oven got. Do you guys use that kind of thing? Yeah, okay, sorry. Okay, it's just new to me anyhow. So, but man, the oven was like spotless. I'm like, I can't even do this in life, right? It was like, and I'm like so proud of myself. I go, Trace, I'm just yelling in the house. And it was like 10 o'clock last night. Look how clean the oven is. And she goes, yeah. But, oh, yeah. Well, there is no instrument. Okay, anyhow. But what I'm saying is, I thought it was my fault with the recipe and I burnt everything, right? But the thing is, it's the oven that needed resetting, Trace. I still might anyway. But what I'm saying in our lives, right? So many things, some stuff goes bad. Some stuff you think, what did I do? How did I screw this up? And yeah, maybe we screw stuff up. But it's not always what we did, right? It's circumstances that happen. And sometimes things just need to be reset. And when you reset the things, I can't believe how clean it was. And then, believe it or not, this morning, before service here, I unfroze those batch and I cooked the cookies. All right? Well, you guys were all sleeping. I don't know. I was up. And I re-cooked those cookies and I brought some to Perry and Cherry. And one bad thing, which I forget, ADD-ness, the pan is very hot. Yeah, and I was so lucky I was still able to play guitar because I burnt my fingers. I'm like, oh boy. I go, now what I'm going to do? I put it under cold water and everything. And Tracy doesn't know about this because she always shakes her head and says, you have to use oven mitts and things. And yeah, it doesn't, you know, you forget until you burn your hands. But I was able to play today, so I'm thankful. Thank you, Jesus. So, But what gift we want to give to you before I go is, it doesn't matter what we've done in life. We can reset. And today is Christmas. Tomorrow is Christmas. But today is Christmas Eve when we fall on our knees. And the night when the angels came to talk to the shepherds, let's go to Bethlehem. All you need to do is go to Bethlehem, amen. Because you know what? You are never, ever alone. He is with you all the time. He loves you so much. And one thing I want to, before we light the candles and all that, we're going to be doing Silent Night, the song. And I looked into Silent Night, and I know you guys probably have too. But all is calm, all is bright, Randion virgin, mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace. And we all want peace, amen? And see, this was composed in 1818 by Franz Xaver, and lyrics by Joseph Moore, in a small town outside of Austria. And whenever Christmas carols are sung, like we do in the hymn amongst us, it's one of our favorites, right? And what's so good is, this is just a story, I don't know if it's real or not, but it was Christmas Eve, and it was snowy outside, and their organ was wrecked, right? And then so what happened, the music director guy had an acoustic guitar. See, guitars are everything. And it was so good we had guitars out today, right? And then they came up with the lyrics and the song, Silent Night. All is calm and all is bright, and they had nothing. And everybody was worshiping. And look how old this song is. And then this brought to my mind of how we all expect Christmas to be perfect, right? We want like the perfect tree, the perfect decorations, our perfect kids that don't make a mess, right? And not like our baby throwing cereal all over the place, right? And then, oh, we got to clean it. But and presents wrapped perfectly into the tree, and everybody opens them up and go, oh, man, it's my favorite. And if it's perfect, and I love this clothes. And it never is about presents, of course. And even about having a perfect Christmas Eve service, right? You come up here to play, and we just wanted everything to be done right. But even that night when they wrote Silent Night, that was my old band, by the way. But as they were writing Silent Night, they had the organ was wrecked. What are we going to do? It's like you guys come in here, and we broke all our guitar strings. And I didn't bring any extras. And I know Stefan doesn't bring any extras, or Kayla. So, but Perry might have some. No, actually, you guys do. I put them in your cases. But it's like breaking them all, and then it's like, what are we going to do? It's not a perfect night anymore. It's snowy outside, right? And then you think about the shepherds. They had this big catastrophe. And they were like, oh, we're scared. And they were having a peaceful night, right? And then what happened was, it wasn't so peaceful. And then when you think about Mary and Joseph, and, you know, on Joseph's defense, they didn't have hotels.com and all that, or phones back then. So I thought about it. There's no way, because, you know, there's funny comics out there that saying, I should have called first. But there's no way he could have pre-booked rooms. He just had to go with it. And it wasn't perfect. You know, just imagine you having a baby. Well, you guys have babies. That, okay, now you can't get into the hospital, not alone even getting into a hotel room because you left town, which you shouldn't when you're pregnant. That's what the doctor says now. I think they learned that from the Christmas story. And now you're in a stable, and little baby's born in there with hay and everything worked out so good. And that wasn't like the perfect night. And that was like, we'll just call it the first Christmas Eve, right? Christmas night. Wasn't so perfect.
Sorry, thirsty.
Okay. And then, too bad I abandoned all my notes pretty well. But anyhow, it's okay because this is what's so cool. So even as we're celebrating this Christmas time right now and how we're talking about not being so perfect and life isn't perfect, but life is good. Life is a gift from God. And God has given you and me and everybody here a gift. He's given us Jesus, and he's given you a gift of eternal life. Amen? He wants you to go to Bethlehem and see. He's telling you. You know, it happened, yeah, that 2,000 years ago, but it's happening right now too. Come and see, you guys. Come and see God. It's so good. And what I want us to do is, there is also another story that I just want to share. That was really cool. And you guys have heard this about the Silent Night. And back in World War I, you remember they were fighting and all that? And then somebody started singing Silent Night. And then they started singing again. And it actually brought people together. In the midst of war, catastrophe, people dying and all that. And it's amazing how you sing Silent Night and how God brings peace. And when he says, let there be peace on earth. You know, he's not talking about peace in the world and peace, you know, with the UN and all that kind of stuff. He's talking about peace with you and God. Amen? So right now, what I want you to do, the most important thing that we want is for you to know God if you don't know him. And you know what? If you think you've gone too far, it's okay because he can fix it. If you think I screwed up and it's like I messed up the recipe or this and that, the recipe in our lives, but he's saying, just reset it. Just turn 180. Let's go to Bethlehem. When we walk to Bethlehem and see God, you'll see. It's just a baby. All he wants you to do is just accept the gift. Amen? So as we're going to say this prayer first before we start lighting up the candles. I just want you guys, if you want to know Jesus, if you think you're far away, if you think he's unattainable, let me just tell you, that's all a lie. He's right here. You just got to reach out. And I know the girls have a song when they had a song. Just reach out and touch him. And I helped them write the song years ago. And it was funny because I was sitting inside my car. And God is just a reach away. He's not far away. Just a reach away. So if you guys close your eyes, I want to present the gift that God has given you. And you can just say this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I thank you for today. I thank you for the life you've given me. It is a gift. And Heavenly Father, may I not waste this gift, Lord God. But Lord, I give this gift to you. I thank you for the gift of your Son, Lord. I accept them, Lord Jesus. I take them by the hand, Lord God. Take me, Jesus. I am yours. I love you so much. Thank you, God. Pray in Jesus' name, amen. All right, as we get the candles out, we're going to light the first one. So whoever has the first candle, because it's one flame, it's the flame of God. Oh, what candles? You guys have some? Oh, yeah. 1 second, sorry. Okay, I can sing a song. We can start. Yeah, just do a little thing. I don't know if I grabbed enough, but here we go. We're going to start with Tracy's. There you go, Tracy. You got the first one. And then, sorry. We're going to pass the flame on. Wait, that's going to be hard to burn that way. Sorry. I'm confused. 1 second. Sorry. This part was not rehearsed. I got another copy of papers. Oh, it's dripping. Sorry. This wasn't planned right. Okay, here's that. Oh, I'm short one. Sorry. 1 second. I'm coming. Okay, this isn't working out right. But anyhow, it's coming. And then I'll grab one. Whoa. Ah, sorry. Okay. Sorry, 1 second here. This is supposed to be a nice, peaceful night. Away. Oh, no, we're not singing. Okay, here we go. There's that. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, it's all good. Okay. Note to self, this won't happen like this next time. All right, here we go. You got that? Okay, good, good. That's okay. All right, yeah, and then just follow along, pass it down. All right. We're good. Okay, the pressure's off. All right. Whew. Okay, that was stress. Oh, yeah. Okay, good, good. All right. So if we can just start singing it. If we can dim the lights down, too, would be awesome. And just,
that's right. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise you, Heavenly Father.
Jesus, Lord, at the...
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, on behalf of Case, we want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas. We love every single one of you. God loves you. And today is a new day, amen. Today is a day of reset. And so I just want to thank you for coming out. Thank you for coming celebrating with us. And you know what? We love you so much, each one of you. And God bless you guys. So, as we dismiss, I'm just going to close in prayer. May the Lord bless you and keep you, and may the Lord's face shine upon you, and may he give you peace. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I pray be with your people, Lord God. I pray you bless them, be with them, Lord Jesus, as we said. Pray your hand upon every single person. God, I pray as we are here, and as we walk out through those doors, as we walked in, may we be changed forever, O God, into your likeness, Lord Jesus. Lord God, thank you for that road to Bethlehem. Thank you for everything. And we take nothing for granted, God. You loved us first, and we love you, Lord God. And I thank you, Jesus. I pray be with your people, Lord God. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. If you enjoyed this week's message, click subscribe. And if you'd like to check us out in person, check our website for times and location at thechurchse.com. Have a great week.